This is a really important podcast, Kathy. Hopeless, not truthless. And Garcelle...
Are you talking to me now?
Yes, you're laughing at...
I'm laughing because she's funny. It's not about your podcast. Okay, the name is not amazing, but they do good work.
They do amazing work. Hey guys, it's Sarah.
And Narelle.
You're listening to Hopeless, Not Truthless.
The truthful podcast about hopeless people. Baby reindeer. Sarah, what do those words mean to you?
I only know about baby reindeer because my mother called me and she's like, oh, you have to watch this show. And me being very oppositional, I'm like, no.
Don't tell me what to do. I'm an Aquarius and I need to figure this thing out on myself. This is just further proof that me and your mother are the same person because baby reindeer is my entire life right now, Sarah.
It's what?
It's so good. It's so flipping good. I don't even, there's no words. There's no other show like it.
Oh.
You need to watch it. From one Aquarius who hates being told to watch TV shows to another, you need to watch this one.
Okay.
It's got everything.
Really? It's really that good.
I can't think of another show in recent times that I have binged so hard and so fast.
Ooh, okay.
I think I watched the whole thing in a day. Maybe 2 days, only because I ran out of time or I would have stayed up till 4 a.m. watching it. It's gripping. Okay. It's a true story.
A true story?
Yeah. It's based on this guy's life or his experience being stalked by a woman.
What?
Yep. And I'm trying to think of like some good descriptors here that aren't going to put you off. It is very dark.
Okay.
It's very real. I have to say it's very real. It deals with some very intense situations and life experiences that this man went through.
Wow.
That led him into being the perfect stalking victim.
What?
And then it just goes through his whole experience with this very mentally ill woman.
Holy shit.
And there's a lot of emotions, like different emotions than you would expect that come into play. It's fascinating and it's very gripping. So,
okay.
Highly, 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 highly recommend any listeners who haven't checked it out. You got to watch it and let us know what you think.
And that's on Netflix?
It's on Netflix in Canada, anyways.
Okay.
I'm assuming America. I don't know about international. Everyone's got a different Netflix. It's
yeah.
So annoying.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair. Okay. Well, I will try to watch this before our next pod and I will report back, darling.
Please. I will be asking you every day between now and then.
So I need to eat crow here. Is that the same? Eat crow?
Oh, why?
Here I have been telling everyone, we only have one more episode left of The Valley. One. There's only 8 episodes.
And... 6 episodes.
Huh?
I thought.
Oh, 6. Oh, God.
6?
See, I can't even get it right.
Are there not 6?
No. Nope. Narelle, Jody Fritz on TikTok. Shout out, Jody. Hola. She told us that there's actually 10. And I'm like, excuse me? And so I Google it. I'm like,
Sarah Elizabeth.
I'm feeling a little awkward.
How did we go wrong here?
I actually was listening to another podcast and they said there's only 6 episodes. And I immediately messaged you. I'm like, Narelle, did you know this? And I did not fact check. I didn't do my research, y'all.
Have we fact checked the 10 episodes or are we basing
them?
Okay.
But I do trust Jody.
Because we would do that. Jody, well, thank you because we have been going off about this for at least a couple weeks now.
Yep. Spread fake news.
Happy to know that we actually got 4 more episodes.
We get 4 more episodes to listen to Kristen talk about her 33-year-old D or 32-year-old D.
It's actually 5 more episodes before we make ourselves look even stupider.
Oh, my God.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Whatever. You know what?
Yeah, okay.
We're
you know
here.
What? That actually makes so much more sense because...
It does.
looking back at our last episode now where we're like, there's so much still to happen. I don't understand. Now is there only one episode left? Now it makes sense. Okay. Our apologies, guys.
Yeah. For that. Real sorry about that, everyone.
Do you know what date I know for sure and what time I know for sure?
What?
The end of our giveaway.
Oh, that I know. Because it's today.
That's tonight, baby. You guys are going to have a little more time, a few more hours once we get this episode out to join in. Midnight tonight, Friday, April 19th. Well, 11:59 to be on the dot here. And then we are going to count everybody, count all of the entries. What day are we going to announce the winner?
So let's do a Tuesday and then we can announce it. Of course, we'll post it on Insta and reach out to the winner, but then we can announce it on the pod.
Oh, I love it.
Check out our Instagram, by the way, Hopeless Not Truthless Podcast.
Yeah, we've got a pinned post there if anybody else wants to join. I kind of wish I could join myself because I want the prize. It's sitting.
Same.
It's sitting on top of my hutch in the kitchen and I'm just like, should I just keep it? Would that be okay? No, I won't. So on Tuesday the 23rd, we are going to announce the winner on our socials. And then on Wednesday the 24th, we'll announce it on the podcast. And we'll definitely get in touch with the winner.
Can't wait. Cannot wait. I'm so excited to see who wins.
So am I. All right. Should we kind of jump in here? I know we have Summer House to talk about today. And it was it was an episode.
I love this show so much. It's my happy show. I laugh, I cry, all of the things.
It's definitely the best Summer House season in a while, I think. Best Winter House versus Summer House season for sure.
Oh, yeah.
The vibe is absolutely 100% correct right now. They really hit it out of the park with the new additions and the people who aren't there anymore. Something's changed and it's great.
Very good vibes. You can tell these people actually like one another. And I think it really makes a difference. So let's delve into it, girl. Summer House, Season 8, Episode 9, Close Encounters. Narelle, I know I've been shitting on Wes' mustache for a while now. Okay. But when I saw him in his confessional with facial hair and the mustache, I'm like, okay.
Changed your mind, did you?
Yep. I like it. It's good. It's real good. It's doing it for me.
I think it takes a certain kind of man to pull off a mustache. And Wes is that man for me. It's very rare that I like a mustache. But I have to agree with you. Like, the full face is even hotter on him.
Yep. Yeah. God, he looked so good. Okay. Moving on. So everyone starts arriving to the house for the weekend, but most notably, Carl and Lindsay. And Lindsay says to Carl, "Thanks for getting me here safely, babe." Okay, Narelle, as soon as she said this, I thought of what we were talking about last week, the fakeness between the two of them, especially when you compare it to like West and Sierra and Paige in the car, having natural conversations, talking about like, thanks for getting me here safely, babe. What the hell?
Do you know what it is? I realized it this episode. It's baby talk. They're so uncomfortable with like the flirtatiousness. And I've experienced this before myself when you don't really have an attraction to somebody, but you're trying to force it. You can't flirt with that person. So it becomes like a cute thing. Like, oh, look at my little baby feet. Oh, look at me. Oh, I'm so sleepy. It's baby talk. It makes the rest of the world watching you cringe because it's so uncomfortable. But they baby talk with each other. They don't actually flirt. They're just doing baby talk, cutesy stuff.
I never really noticed it or pieced it together, but I knew whatever I was watching bothered me to my soul, to the core.
There's one line where they're standing in the bathroom, like later on, I think they're getting ready for the party. And Carl was like, your butt looks so sexy, babe. I want to have sex with it.
Don't.
She's like, do you?
It made me physically recoil.
Yeah, a physical repulsion is mm-hmm. the feeling I feel when I watch these two people flirt. That's not a great sign.
Because they're forcing it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I'm so glad this is actually over. So we do not have to be subjected to it again next year.
I just wanted to mention as well, when they're driving up and we get a whole bunch of flashback pictures as West is talking about his job, and we have all of these pictures of him, and in every single picture, he has a hi-hat on. There's a lot of hi-hat West action going on. Like, he has been rocking the hi-hat for a few years now.
Interesting.
Maybe his whole life.
Okay. For me, it's almost like a part of him now. I don't notice it. Mm-hmm. But, no. Okay, I need to go back.
I do. Yeah. I don't like it.
Extra. Read all about it. Danielle has sex, everyone. I can't.
She doesn't want to kiss and tell. Oh. She just wants to fucking tell everybody about it all the time, every detail, every single time it happens. That's Danielle.
I can't deal with it anymore. I hate this.
When I first saw her show up on the screen and she had that Mar t-shirt, M-A-R, mm-hmm. but the seatbelt was covering the R and I thought it said man. And I'm like, yep, that tracks. You would wear a shirt that just says man on it because that's all you want.
Looking for.
She made a comment about something along the lines of like, you know, I'm just happy to be keeping it casual. Yeah. I don't really know if I'm ready to date or whatever. And I don't know if I believe that because I look back at her experience with Alex in Winterhouse. Exactly. And she was over the top crazy about him wanting to keep it casual. Maybe that was because it was so soon after her really stressful, traumatic breakup, which I mm-hmm. get. We've all been there. Mm-hmm. But she just strikes me as the person who's lying to themselves.
About everything all the time. I totally
about everything all the time. But also specifically about not wanting to be in a relationship. I think it's the kind of person, like, nobody wants to be in a relationship with you.
Yes.
So you tell the world it's actually your choice. You know, like what I'm doing right now. Stop.
No, it's so hard to watch her because she's playing a character, you know, overtly sexual and all of these things. And I think that's why it's so annoying because we all saw Danielle and Robert, okay? This woman loves being in a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I did laugh, though, when Danielle tells Lindsay privately, you know, I'm not ready to date. And like all of you couples in this house don't really make me want to date either. And Lindsay's like, well, we're all on our own journeys.
Sure. Her face registered a little bit of a smack there when Danielle made the point of saying, including you and Carl.
Oh, bitch.
Which is, you know what? Fair. But maybe keep that to yourself, Danielle. That's not the kind of thing you need to tell to somebody
to their face. Does she have no self-awareness, Narelle? Like, what is this?
It's almost as if she's trying to be a bit of a villain or, like, I think she just wants to be a badass who speaks the truth and speaks her mind all the time. But it's, like, I think that's what Paige is. And I think that's what Danielle is trying to be and failing.
Ah, because it's just not her character, right?
No.
We all know it. Good point.
I wanted to play a little game with you just to see where you and I are at versus West and Sierra with the word game.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. So let's maybe try like five words and see where we end up at the end.
Okay.
Okay. What do we do? Do we count down?
I think so. Okay. Like one, two, three, word.
Okay. One, two, three,
microphone.
Reindeer.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. One, two, three.
Popcorn.
Podcast.
Oh.
Oh, P. 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 We got the P. We got the P-O, the pop sound.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. One, two, three.
Computer.
Movie.
What did you say?
Oh, no. Movie.
Oh, damn it.
We're not very good. One, two, three.
West.
Laptop.
Damn.
Oh, fuck. Now I'm just saying words of things that are around me right now.
I can see that.
Was that four words, five words? Either way, we kind of blew it.
Yeah, I think that's an impossible game.
They got real close, though, with the chopped cheese and then the salami pepperoni. I thought this was the cutest moment between them. Yeah, it really shows their, like, humor and how much they actually really dig each other.
I have some thoughts. I'll save them for later.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Yes. Lindsay talks about how awesome her week has been because her and Carl haven't been together, which was pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, which I absolutely get because I'm somebody who requires a lot of alone time.
Same.
Probably way more than Lindsay.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to talk about how great my week was because my boyfriend was out of town. was out of town. That's probably not a great sign.
No, I don't think so.
She's like, this is the best week we've ever had together.
I know. The way she was carrying on, I'm like, ooh. Mm-hmm.
She's so refreshed. She feels like so much more full of
revitalized life.
She had time away from her fiance. Lindsay.
Girl. So the gang is all out partying it up at just a bar. I love that name. Everyone's having a grand time. Carl's dancing. Everyone's doing their thing. Until Kyle talks to Paige about Craig's uncertainty. And Danielle is there. Oof.
Yeah.
I was astounded when Kyle straight up asks Paige, so you don't feel like you're leading him on? And Paige is like, mm-mm. Nope. I'm going to marry him, but I'm going to marry him on my terms. And then Miss Danielle. Narelle? Yeah, because you have his balls on a fucking mantle and something is holding you back and I don't know what it is. And you give him nothing, Paige, nothing.
Listen, when Kyle Cook is making those facial reactions to something that you have said, you might want to reevaluate your delivery. Okay, Danielle?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I know. She was so aggressive about it, too. Her tone, all of it.
This is kind of, I think, where I started to form my theory that she wants to be Paige. Mm. I think this is coming from a place of projection for Danielle. Like, she is almost angry. She seems angry that Paige is in the position of having a man that wants to marry her and is doing whatever he can to, like, lock it down with her.
Yes.
And she's pissed off that Paige isn't giving more of herself. She's still getting it from Craig.
This is everything Danielle wants. Paige is getting it from Craig. And let's face it, Craig is a catch.
Mm-hmm. But Paige made him a catch.
Well, yeah.
I don't think he was nearly as much of a catch before he met Paige. Like, he matured tenfold since meeting her. Like, he changed his whole life directive. He changed his motivation, changed. Like, he wanted to be a better man. And that was part of that, at least, was because of Paige. And she also points out in the after show that she's like, I think Danielle's maybe met Craig like twice. She's maybe hung out with him twice.
Okay. That was my question.
I don't know where she really gets off on making these claims. Like, she doesn't know me, let alone my boyfriend. She's never seen us together, really. So she didn't really take it as seriously. Paige said that if Amanda or Sierra had said this to her, it would make her reflect on it. But hearing Danielle say it, it just kind of pissed her off.
Okay, that's really good because I was so confused. I'm like, Craig hangs out with Sierra because that's Paige's, one of her best friends. I've never noticed them interacting that much. I loved Paige's confidence in this. I think she is so reassured in her relationship. And I think in her own ways, she reassures Craig. Who the fuck is Danielle to say this to anyone? Let alone Paige, especially after what she did to Carl and Lindsay last year. It's like, holy crap, lady. Yeah. She handled it well. She moved it along. But I would definitely be holding on to those words if I were Paige.
And we see that she is. Mm-hmm. And we see that trouble is coming because that's the kind of thing, like, she handled it really well in the moment, but that's going to be ringing out in her head until she addresses it. And I hope she addresses it in a really big way for us. That's
I do as well. I hope for pure entertainment value.
Absolutely.
So Amanda and Kyle are getting along this weekend because Amanda's wasted and Kyle loves it. It's so toxic.
They're getting along because Amanda completely conformed to what Kyle wanted to do.
Yeah.
And he made that comment about, this is just such a great reminder about how great we are when we're acting together as a team. Oh,
a team at the bar.
Yeah, going out and getting wasted and staying out till 4 a.m. That's the only way you can bond with your wife.
Yeah.
Which, you know what? If that works for you guys, that's fine. But that doesn't work for Amanda all the time. So now the onus is on Kyle to do what Amanda wants to do as well. It can't all be on Kyle's terms.
Exactly. I know. I couldn't believe those words left his lips because I thought, that's a really terrible thing to say when you think about it.
Yeah.
Gabby. Gabby was lit, honey. She's
real wasted.
Flying over the couch.
Yeah, that was. And the way that Paige crumbled, like laughing. That's how you know they're really friends. Exactly. When you laugh at your friend falling down. That's true friendship.
I died when Kyle said, Gabby, you make city look hard.
Because she fell off her stool like 5 minutes later.
And then we flash over. We see Carl kissing Lindsay's feeties. I'm like, oh, stop.
Her little baby feet. Her little baby feet are sore. Carl, my baby feet. He literally gets down on his knees and kisses her feet.
Stop. I can't.
I don't like it.
Terrible.
It's not turning me on in any way to see this baby talk between two grown adults.
No. It kind of seemed like Amanda and Sierra were also not turned on because they shut West and Kyle down. No hanky-panky for those guys.
Listen, okay, you keep me out till 4 a.m. drinking and dancing, and now I'm dehydrated and exhausted. I don't want to have sex with you. I want to go to bed. Totally. I want to eat some food and go to bed. You come home with me at like midnight when I'm just tipsy, then we can get it on. I mean, that's like drunk science. Any man should know that.
So true. And why is it they always want it at that stage? And we're like, are you kidding me?
Drunk sex is fun. Mm-hmm. It's fun. It's adventurous. It's silly. You have a great time, but I'm not going to have an orgasm. And probably neither are you.
That's right. Yes. Especially at 4 a.m., babe.
Especially at 4 a.m. I mean, I can't come when I'm drunk.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm.
Oh, you can?
It's been a while for drunk sex.
That's because we're almost 40 and we don't go out till 4 a.m. to the bar. I don't know how they do it, man.
I either get drunk or I'm having sex. One or the other, okay?
Yeah. It's not happening. I think it's like you use it or you lose it. So they go out every week. So they're probably way more capable of... I would have to take the rest of the weekend off. I would not have made it to the alien party.
That's right. I know.
I'd probably be in the hospital.
Oh, totally. Give me the IV.
Yeah.
So it's the next day, and Wes kind of opens up to Paige and Amanda about the lack of sex happening between him and Sierra. I do think West is onto something here. When he's like, after so long, there is a reason a woman isn't sleeping with you. And we can say all day long it's Austin Kroll and she has PTSD from that situation. But I don't necessarily think in this case it is that. I respect Sierra for wanting more. And I just think if she wanted to sleep with West, she would have probably. I don't know. What do you think?
I think possibly the film /TV aspect plays a way bigger role than anybody is really considering here, because there have been certain comments that Sierra has made. I think she carries a lot of shame that she fell for Austin's bullshit on camera and everybody saw it happen. So I do feel that things might have played out a little bit quicker if this was a romance that was taking place off of the show. I loved what she had to say about how people are much quicker to be vulnerable that way, like by having sex, than they are to be vulnerable about their feelings. And this is my body. Like, I don't owe it to anybody. And I also found it interesting that he made a comment about how, like, you know, we're 6 weeks in. This is our sixth weekend together. Mm-hmm. And either Paige or Amanda was like, well, how many dates is that? And he said, 2. So...
yeah.
I mean, if we're going by dates and he's asking about like the date rule, like how many times have you had to go on a date with a man before, as Amanda put it so nicely, you let him stick it in your juice box. And he's only been on 2 dates. So in 6 weeks, you've only made the effort to take her out on a proper date twice. So maybe you're just not showing her exactly what she needs yet.
Maybe. It's interesting, though, because I do feel like we are seeing him show her that he is supportive of her and is there for her. And while being in the summer house may not technically be a date, it is time spent together in a way that I think is incredibly bonding for people. So I don't know. Part of me feels like this is a bit of a, I don't want to say excuse, but I think something is definitely holding Sierra back from letting herself take the next step with him. I'm not judging her on this. I just don't think she's that into him. I really don't.
This is the note I made a little bit later on, but I'm going to say it now. This is the perfect love story for us to be watching because we have a beautiful woman who is a slow burner and she's refusing to get physical before the man expresses his feelings. And then we have a cute, funny, lovable dude who has a lot of trouble expressing his feelings. I kind of am getting the feeling that he's holding back because, you know, he's not able to say what he wants to say. Like, he hasn't been in a relationship for what was it, 8 years or something? And she's unable to move forward until he does. So it's like a stalemate. They keep coming to this point. One of them is going to have to give in order for them to move forward. Maybe they're both too stubborn.
That's interesting. Yeah, perhaps. Like, I think West is definitely a shower. He's not saying it with his words, but I know that man is thinking about her a lot. And he does tell her that and tries to, you know, he does say it, but he doesn't say it, I guess.
And Sierra needs him to say it.
Yeah, well, good for her for not succumbing to the pressure. Because as women, we have all done that, I'm sure, doing it when we don't want to. So I totally respect her for not.
Me too.
Oh, my God. Carl still hasn't talked to Lindsay about the lover boy opportunity. What the hell?
I'm not surprised. I think what it comes down to is that he wants to figure out if he wants this thing bad enough before he fights that fight with Lindsay, because it is going to be a fight and he knows that. And he knows she's not going to be happy about it. So before he goes down that road, he's like, I need to figure out if I even want it bad enough to go to that effort.
Yeah.
Just kind of sad.
It is sad. What does Carl want? And I think that is something Lindsay is talking about. She just isn't wording it properly. What do you want, Carl? Because he is all over the place. So in that way, I understand. But she's going about it in a real poor way.
Yeah. I don't think her motivations are that pure either. I think part of it, I think she's leaning into like, I'm just doing this for your best interest and I want you to be happy. But I don't think that's her real motivation. And we can see it. I think Carl can see it.
Yeah. Carl's not stupid, but Lindsay just can't hide stuff. It's like all over her face and her tone. Speaking of not hiding stuff, this Balloon Joe guy, she scouted him out, clearly checking him out. There was a connection between Lindsay and Joe Balloon. Balloon Joe.
There was, or at least it was a fantasy, you know, like she obviously found him very attractive and probably in other seasons would have gone after him if she had the ability. So she wants somebody to be with Balloon Guy Joe, Balloon Boy, Balloon Man. And he made another balloon arch, Sarah.
He did. And he was bragging about it. And I thought right away, I'm like, this man belongs on Real Housewives of New Jersey. He's like Evan and Joey Gorga combined, bragging about his own balloon arch, Joe Gorga.
I have to say, this balloon arch, we all know how much I hate balloon arches. This one is not nearly as visually offensive because of the colors.
Excellent.
There was no like beige nude wart color, so it wasn't, didn't skeeve me out. I did think he was very attractive when he was in the backyard and he was all sweaty and setting things up, but I did not think he was attractive when he went home and got dressed up to come back to the party. I felt bad, but I didn't. He walked up and I was like, ugh.
I found him less attractive when he spoke. Yeah. I can't believe two women were fighting over him. Let's put it that way.
I can. I mean, not, I don't think Gabby was really fighting over him.
No.
But no. Danielle, I could believe.
Yep, well, okay. That's the exception. Danielle has no standards at this point. She's like, will you stick it in my juice box? Perfect.
Single? That's yeah. it. That's all it takes.
The theme to this party, Narelle, this is the absolute best theme ever. I love it.
The best theme ever. It looked so much. Oh, sorry, I got a little bit too excited there. Like, they looked like they were having so much fun. And then that huge balloon tent thing yeah. where you go in there with, like, a laser. Oh, my God. We would have had the best time.
Like, this is totally up our alley, the theme we would have done. Obviously, not to this extent, but there was a Teletubby. I have not laughed harder in a long time when Amanda took that video of Kyle running in his alien yes. costume. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that was so funny.
So cute. I have to say, Lindsay pushing Gabby onto Balloon Joe was so gross. Stop. Don't do that.
It actually was pretty interesting to me because she's trying to forge a new relationship or like a new friendship with Danielle.
Yes. And here
she is trying to push a rival, like a sexual rival, against Danielle.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was interesting.
And it just kind of proved to me, you are not a girl's girl. You do not have loyalty. Because yeah. Danielle, if anything, has too much loyalty, okay?
I don't know about that anymore.
No, not to Lindsay?
I don't know. Mm. Something's changed with Danielle. She seems angrier to me.
Okay, yeah.
Or maybe she's just getting a different edit than she has in the past. Like, you can see everybody starting to kind of turn on her. Including the audience. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she would still be loyal to Lindsay, but I think, if anything, she's just becoming more of like a I'm only loyal to myself type mentality is what I'm getting from her.
She's been hurt, so she is, you know, kind of
yeah,
putting on a suit of armor. Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
So this is the point. I think Paige and Amanda have a good buzz on. You know, they're hungover, but they're doing the hair of the dog. And Paige starts talking to Amanda about what Danielle said the night before. And I think she 100% deserves to bitch about this to her bestie.
Oh, yeah.
Like, sometimes it takes a day or two for things to kind of settle in. And especially when you're drinking, things come out. She's so on point when she says Danielle is foaming at the mouth to talk about Carl and Lindsay, but she knows she can't due to what went down last year. And now she's looking for anyone to project onto.
Absolutely. And I think she was spot on when she said, like, she's so happy to give this criticism to other people. And then you hold up that same mirror to her and she just runs away. She can't take it. And that is what Danielle historically has done.
Mm-hmm.
A storm is fucking brewing, Sarah, and I'm so excited about it.
I know. I feel sick. I feel sick in the head, but I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait for Paige to roast this woman.
Yep.
And Danielle can't handle it.
No, I don't think she's ready for this. I don't think she's ready for what's coming. Which makes it all the more exciting.
That is so true. Because she has no idea. Yeah. Ooh.
When they said that they felt as if they could see where Lindsay was coming from last season.
Yeah.
That was killer. Like, I wanted to be a fly on the wall seeing both Danielle and Lindsay watching this scene.
Ooh. Danielle is fuming. I wonder if she's going to come back. I think she's trying. Okay, that is something on the show I don't think about. I think Danielle is trying too hard to stay on the show because I don't think she really belongs on the show in a weird way.
I think you're probably exactly right. And I think that might be part of what annoys the audience about her right now. Like, I've seen petitions to Bravo to have her removed from the show. Petitions. Yes. Like, people are not happy with Danielle. I think Winterhouse was just like right. That was the last nail in the coffin for her.
That is but funny.
You're right. I don't think she really fits.
There's something that doesn't fit, and yeah. It's obvious, and it stands out, and she always has stood out. Again, going back to playing that character, and it's so fucking annoying. I think most of them wish she got abducted by the UFO.
Like, for real, for real, for real. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel bad bashing her, but
I do too. Also,
this is an opportunity for her to grow. I think it was on the after show, Amanda made this point that I thought was really interesting. She said, like, we're lucky, or you have the opportunity to watch yourself on these shows if you're in our shoes and see your behavior. Mm-hmm. And she specifically was talking about how she was so mean to Kyle this season. And she said, I watched myself back and I had no idea I was being that mean. Whoa. And that it was that obvious. And I'm able to see myself on TV doing that and kind of self-correct.
Interesting.
And she really stuck up for Paige in the moment too, because it was Amanda was with Danielle in the seats on the after show. So they were talking together and she was really like, I can't believe that you said she gives nothing to her boyfriend. Like, that was a really over the top thing to say to somebody.
No shit.
She was very defensive in like respectful way.
Yeah.
Her and Paige have a real friendship and everybody seems to be moving past Danielle.
Yeah. Yeah. They're leaving her in the dust. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. She's kind of the new Lindsay in a way. I feel.
Which is wild because Lindsay's still here.
Yeah.
Give us another couple episodes where we actually see the relationship starting to break down and we will change our tune back to Lindsay is evil.
Totally. But yeah.
Apparently all it takes is a couple episodes of no fights between Lindsay and Carl and we'll turn on Danielle.
That's right. I mean, we're fickle and here we are.
Yep.
Yeah. With short-term memory loss. Okay, what did you think about this chat between Carl and Lindsay? I need to hear your thoughts on this.
Right away, annoyed because it starts off with, did you see me get abducted? Babe, my hair blew off. It was blown away, baby. I'm the baby.
Oh, stop. Ew. Oh, my God.
My other thought was, oh my God, you stupid, stupid man. Why the fuck are you bringing this topic up to Lindsay after two nights in a row of heavy drinking?
Yeah, no doubt. Something this important to you and you're going to do it. Like, you know what, though? That plays into the sneakiness that Carl... Okay,
That's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to ask you. You've planted that seed in my mind now. And I was watching him do that. And I'm like, this has got to be on purpose.
Right?
I have dated a alcoholic. I'm not saying Lindsay's an alcoholic. I'm not saying she's not. But I've dated an alcoholic and never, ever, ever would I bring up like an important relationship conversation during a night of heavy drinking.
In the middle of a party. She almost got abducted 2 minutes earlier, Carl. Yeah.
Respect the abduction.
It's sneaky. So he can go back and be like, oh, hey guys, Lindsay just like totally kiboshed this lover boy thing. But she's not attracted to me because like I have no drive.
Yeah. But she also didn't really react. Like, I don't think she was hammered. So it didn't blow up into what it could have. He was playing Russian roulette, basically.
Yeah.
And she finally said it. Like, he was honest, I think, about the opportunity and what it could mean for him. And she said the words, basically, that her priority is
money.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Money.
Yeah. Well done, ma'am. Yes, yeah, she's like, I need you to figure out a little quicker what you want to do in life because I'm totally unattracted to you. You're not earning anything. She's so delusional. She thinks Carl's going to be this breadwinner and she's going to stay home and raise babies. Like, number one, I don't think Lindsay would do that. It was so ruthless. I do not like her approach, okay? I don't.
No.
Especially, I mean, Carl is working right now and so are you, okay? It's not like he's broke.
You're literally on a show that is paying you money to be there.
Yeah.
This is a job. Also, why can't you be the highly motivated worker while Carl stays home with the kids?
Exactly, since you're so obsessed.
I feel like that plays to both of their strengths perfectly. And also, Lindsay, what the fuck are you doing?
Totally.
What is your job? What is your big, important job? That is so great. You're an influencer.
Oh my.
Okay. God. That's all you're doing. You're making ads for companies on your social media.
Mm-hmm.
The high horse that she seems to be on in terms of like, it just doesn't turn me on that you're so unmotivated and blah, blah, blah. She's talking as if she's this high powered attorney or something.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You're an influencer, and nothing against influencers.
Of course not.
But don't be sitting here casting aspersion on Carl, who basically is one step away from being able to do what you do currently.
Exactly. Exactly. And she kind of bypassed the whole Loverboy thing entirely. She doesn't even care. She used it as an excuse to say, you know what turns me on? When my man is crushing life.
Oh.
Am I crushing life? No, you're not. What?
Yeah.
Going back to what you said last week, Carl has become sober after probably years of addiction. He's still on a TV show with you. He's working out. He's healthy.
He's probably in the best shape of his life physically.
Yeah. Girl, all that said everything to me. It's not about the person. It's about what you can do for her.
Yeah. Like he's mentally, emotionally, physically in the best shape of his life.
Yeah.
Maybe he's not reaching his full financial potential.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only thing that's holding Lindsay back. That's why she's so turned off by him.
Unbelievable.
In all honesty, that's absolutely why Carl's turned off by her. So
yes.
This relationship is doomed and totally. Was doomed from the beginning because they're just fundamentally different in that way.
Yeah. And when I think of Lindsay, I hate to say this, but I don't think of like an Erica Jane where she wants some older gentleman to come save her who's loaded. Lindsay wants it all, okay? And that's where it's almost impossible. That's where I feel she self-sabotages.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think if she would have grown a little bit more in this relationship personally, like on a more personal level, she might have been able to marry Carl. She might have been able to follow through or have him follow through, but there hasn't really been any growth in that respect from her. I feel like he's growing into a different person from who he used to be, and he continues to do that day by day, and they're just evolving apart.
Very true. Very true. Well, we'll see if this explodes. I'm thinking it doesn't. She stayed calm, but I don't know what the demise is, so I'm very curious to see the actual order of events that happens.
Yeah, the confessional he had suggests to me that this is going to be much like Paige is going to bring it up later on. I think Carl is going to bring this up later on as well
because
he's going to stew over those words. You could, you would.
As he should.
I would.
You would.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Your partner says that to you, that's a big fuck you.
Yes, it is. Over money. But anyways, guys, that was Summer House. Lots of fun, but so serious at the same time. But we love it. We're here for it.
Oh, we do love this show. I don't know. I don't know which one's my favorite to recap with you right now.
I know. The Valley is also quite hysterical.
And now we've got 5 more Valleys to do. Oh, so girl, that's just made my day.
We need all the fun because Jersey's coming out. And as much as we love Jersey, it's also like kind of taking a sedative at times because it's so bad. You have to numb your brain, right?
I have to look this up because I put it in our shared calendar. It's May, early May, right?
I believe so. May 5th or something?
I'm both excited and dreading it at the same time.
Well, it's going to be odd with Melissa and Teresa not filming. I cannot imagine having this happen.
Sunday, May 5th.
Why do they get to do that? The 5th?
Yeah. Well, I actually saw an article. I don't remember who it was. Maybe it was Andy or some executive from Bravo say that they're never going to be able to do this again. Like
I think it was Andy.
Andy, having two people refuse to film together, it just doesn't work. So that does not bode well for this season. But
it doesn't. And I mean, what are they going to do at the reunion? Separate reunions? Have the Rachel trailer in the back?
I was going to say, maybe it's going to be like a Rachel situation. Better not be.
Okay. No, it better not be. Okay, Nar, I love you. I hope you have a great weekend.
Yes, I hope you do as well.
Happy Friday.
Hope everybody else is having a great week and heading into a fantastic weekend. make sure to check out our giveaway and make sure you hit subscribe so that you always get notified when we are letting out a new podcast episode.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being here, and hello to all the new listeners.
We love you. But until next time, stay truthful.
But not hopeless.
Au revoir.
I was going to say ciao.
Oh, see? The word game.
Oh my God, we did it, but we didn't.
Yeah, we didn't, because you didn't actually say it.
Yeah. So.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's us.